91.3. Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio. Good music lives here.
The Takeover. Powered.
91.3 FM.
Lusaka.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
SAFADA unveils fertilizer support program for non-benefiting PISP farmers. Trade expert says government loans offer limited boost to traders. In international news, at least 1,000 killed in Sudan landslide, armed group says. And in sports, Nigeria is bidding to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games and the 2031 African Games.
And now, the Power FM News.
With Upfront and Reliable News every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has expressed concern over the government's decision to introduce mandatory HIV testing for all patients seeking medical care. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, MQHZ Executive Director Dr. Queen Smuawu says while HIV testing is important, making it compulsory violates people's rights to privacy, autonomy, and informed consent. Dr. Mwabu has warned that the move could fuel stigma, discrimination, and discourage vulnerable groups such as women, adolescents, and marginalized communities from seeking health care. He has since urged policymakers to follow World Health Organization and UNAIDS guidelines, which recommend voluntary testing with counseling and to strengthen health systems to provide confidential and non-judgmental services. Trade expert Posta Jumbe has described government business empowerment loans as having a below average impact on economic growth, citing challenges faced by traders in accessing the funds. Speaking to the Copperbelt News Bureau, Mr. Jumbe said many small and medium scale traders struggle to benefit from the loans because the current structures do not reflect the realities on the ground. He added that traders also face difficulties obtaining financing from commercial banks, which impose high interest rates and strict terms that favor lenders over borrowers. Mr. Jumbe called for a more balanced approach to loan provision, urging both government and financial institutions to design products that create a win-win situation for traders and lenders alike.
Most of the lending institution, it has been very, very difficult for the small, medium enterprise to get loans because of so many strings attached to it and interest rates. So when the traders are getting the empowerment funds from government, it is something which makes them a bit easy for them to get that money and also improve their businesses. But also when you talk about the rating of the contribution of these business empowerment loans which they get from government to the growth of our country Zambia, it is the average. Reason being that when we talk about the growth of our economy, we talk about production, distribution and consumption.
In another development, the opposition National Democratic Congress, NDC, has unveiled a 10-year strategic policy reform to transform rural Zambia through infrastructure development, job creation and better service delivery. Party President Savoy Imboyla said the plan will strengthen the Constituency Development Fund CDF support award development committees with allowances and training and invest in rural housing, solar-powered boreholes, water kiosks and solar plants. She added that the policy will also promote urban to rural migration, establish local industries and expand access to quality health and education. According to the roadmap, the first 2 years will focus on CDF reforms. Years years 3 to 5 on infrastructure and industries, while years 6 to 10 will consolidate gains. Ms. Imbuela said the reforms are expected to create thousands of jobs and benefit the majority of rural Zambians. The Sexual Reproductive Health and Rights Africa Trust, SAT, SAT, has praised the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, for contributing $2 million towards the procurement of reproductive health commodities in Zambia. SAT Zambia Country Senior Programs Officer Martin Silukena said the contribution will strengthen reproductive health services, helping to reduce unplanned pregnancies and maternal mortality. He commended UNFPA for its continued partnership with the government in improving reproductive health and applauded the government for supporting the procurement of such commodities over the past 3 years.
This contribution comes in the realization and knowledge that in the past 3 years, the government has been consistent in doing its part in the procurement of reproductive health commodities. And so we are grateful that UNFPA has been a partner to the government of the Republic of Zambia that has been very supportive in the area of reproductive health. And so we are hopeful that with this gesture, the last mile distribution of commodities will be achieved. And I know that part of their efforts is around supporting the supply chain in the distribution of commodities, ensuring that these reach the hubs and ultimately reach the people that need to use the commodities.
In international news, a landslide has killed at least 1,000 people in the remote Mara Mountains in western Sudan, according to the armed group the Sudan Liberation Movement Army. Days of heavy rain triggered the landslide on Sunday, which left just one survivor and leveled much of the village of Tarasin, the group said in a statement. The movement has appealed to humanitarian assistance from the United Nations and other regional and international organizations. Many residents from North Darfur State had sought refuge in the Mara Mountains region after war between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, forced them from their homes. Still in international news, Chinese President Xi Jinping welcomed Russian President Vladimir Putin to Beijing on Tuesday, calling him an old friend as the two leaders began a new round of bilateral talks. The meeting highlights the deepening ties between China and Russia, particularly since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. President Putin described the relationship as strategic and at an unprecedented high level. President Xi echoed the sentiment, positioning China as a steady global partner amid growing geopolitical shifts. China has continued trading with Russia, despite Western sanctions providing a vital economic lifeline. At the same time, Beijing faces scrutiny over accusations that some Chinese companies may be indirectly supporting Russia's military sector. Xi has also promoted China's stability in contrast to trade disruptions caused by U.S. tariffs introduced under former President Donald Trump. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.zm and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status. iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA. Secure your future.
Welcome to NAPSA iCare.
And now, the Power FM Sports News.
The chairman of the Nigerian Sports Commission, Malam Shehu Diko, has confirmed that Nigeria is bidding to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games and the 2031 African Games. Diko is seeking support from the African Sports Ministers Council to help Nigeria secure the hosting rights for both events.